And he jumped off in there, and old man Howard had a big old sow there that had a bunch of pigs. And he jumped, she was laying right there, and he didn't know. He jumped right on that old sow and them pigs.
He's like, he's like.
And the old party did the magic.
I bet that old sow was surprised. He get pretty riled up.
I bet he was mad. I beat him up, didn't you? Didn't you like beat him up?
Who? Annie?
The sow there.
Oh, yeah, that old sow just up. The pigs went over with you, you know. The moon is shining real.
Oh, those sows get up pretty good size, wouldn't
they? Oh, yeah. They sure. Of course, that girl, you know, he's just having fun, you know, making, he's running like he's scared, and he wasn't,
he did get scared.
That sow scared him.
I guess he was having fun with that sow.
He didn't know that old sow was in there.
Well, when you're coming up, you tell me about the barns and all those kind of buildings on your farm, what kind of fences and all would y'all
have? Rail fences
like
that.
How do you make that fence? Can you tell me how you make those kind of fences?
You have to cut them rails, cut down pines like them there, these here, and split them rails out.
Yeah, split them out.
They had defensive crops in them. My dad had a fence just like that. I mean, that's the way it's made.
Does that have any post in?
No, just put the rails in like here. That made me think about now. Somebody
got some rails. Huh? I said everybody that comes along wanting to know where he got them.
Somebody,
was
mad. He had a fellow that he didn't like. Lived there somewhere. I forgot who he was and how it was. But anyway, he was talking about this fella and telling him how mean he was to somebody one day. This fella says, do you mean he ain't that kind of a fella, is he? Oh, yeah, he's just as crooked as a rail fence. And I thought about that.
Did they ever
do
wire fences or anything?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of wire fences?
Barbed wire.
How did they put those up? How would you?
I'd have post about every 15 feet.
And you have to stretch it, didn't you?
About 3 strands, stretch it real tight.
You had to have something to stretch it with.
Wire stretcher.
Around your chicken yard, would you have a fence around that? Mm-hmm. Or just, what kind of fence would you use there?
Well, some people had palings, like a yard fence, and then a lot of folks would put a wire fence, screen wire, I mean,
you couldn't get wire all that good then, couldn't you?
How those palings made? How did they make those?
Made them out of wood.
They're the ones that come up kind of to a point like
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We used to have one around when we had a gun around our yard over there.
I guess making a fence like that would be pretty rough work.
Yeah.
You might right. Bad as making ox yoke.
But you used to love to make them when you young.
Yeah, back when I was able to work, I'd love to make them all cute.
Did any of them ever make any fences out of stone or rock, anything like that around? Did you ever?
I remember.
Just mostly rail and barbed wire?
Mm-hmm.
And barbed wire, would they use that around like where the cattle was?
Yeah.
You know, now Ben, I know you know that. Now Ben, they just put one stand and have electric fence, you know.
Well, I guess that doesn't hurt the cattle, does it?
No,
it don't hurt them, but it just scares them. It hurts them, you know, while they
shocks them. If they try to get over it.
They get away from it.
when you were coming up, about how many cattle and all would your father have? Would he have a lot of cows?
Well, he'd have calves, and but generally had about 3 milking cows.
And they have a bull, keep a...
Mm-hmm.